All right. Thank you. My name is Rosalind. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Unemployment Labor Division. I'm returning a call back to the number. May I speak with the person who requested the call?
Yes, it's me.
Okay, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good. How can I help you?
Okay, so I was calling because I was trying to see how do I file for unemployment. I've never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just every job I get, I can't seem to keep it. my daughter's in and out of the hospital with her asthma. She just got out this morning. And it's like I can't keep a job due to it. My son got ADHD. He keeps getting put out of school. So it's like I can't stay in school. I can't keep a job because it's just always something. And it's like I've been working all my life, you know, since I was a child. And it's like I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I don't mind getting unemployment just for a couple of months because my rent is due and it's really high. And it's like right now I don't even have a job because my daughter just got the hospital. And it's like it's hard for me to constantly get job after job. And it's like if I stay there, it don't last long. And now I ain't got no more money. So it's like I'm just ready to file for unemployment until I can find another job and get back off because I don't want to stay on this thing.
Understandable. Okay, so you were laid off your last job, basically.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We'll go ahead and file your unemployment, okay?
Okay.
All right. One moment. What's your social?
It's 417-436-870.
All right, that's 417-436-870.
Yeah.
Okay. And then tell me your first and last name again.
My first name is Deetriana. My last name is Young.
Okay. Okay, and what is your date of birth?
It's 7/11/94.
And your mother's maiden name?
Charlesia Stallworth.
Okay. Okay, just a second for me. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start by asking you some questions. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay. What is your preferred language? Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade level you completed in school?
12.
And what is your driver's license number?
It's 105-4799.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking and savings account or the Alavantage prepaid card. Which one do you prefer?
I don't have a bank account, but I got a card that I use with the routing number and stuff.
Okay, so you can get the prepaid card that that we send out. We can't actually accept the prepaid card from any other place, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, so do you want to just go ahead and accept the benefit card?
Yes.
All right, so the prepaid benefits card that take an additional 5 to 7 days will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you decide to get a checking account, we do recommend to have a checking account for your direct deposit, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I have to be approved before you send the card?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because once they basically send the card, the benefits may already, because it takes 5 to 7 days.
Okay. Okay.
And is this a Alabama driver's license that you have, or
it's ID?
Non-drivers.
Yeah.
All right. So that non-drivers. Let me get that number again, because that's an I, not a number one.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
I'm just telling people one.
Okay. I know a lot of people. I understand. I once was there before.
Okay, it's I-05-4799. 4799.
Okay. So if they're looking for you, that's probably why. But they probably, people probably know. Companies should know. Mm-hmm. Verify your mailing address for me.
It's 627 Early in Circle, Apartment D, and it's 35215, Birmingham, Alabama.
Give me the address again, because the one we have on file is not the one that you just called out.
Okay, it's 627 Earline, which is E-A-R-L-I-N-E, Circle, Apartment D, and the zip code is 35215.
Okay. And is your mailing address and your residence the same?
Yes.
Okay, and has your address changed in the last year?
I've only been here since last year in July.
Okay.
I stayed in another apartment.
Okay, verify your telephone number for me.
It's 205-396-6486.
Okay, that's 205-396-6486.
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Okay, which of the following cities have you attended college? Bethlehem, Fort Morgan, Fort Wayne, Livonia. None of the above.
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1440 Rock Creek Lane, 1714 Mentor Avenue, 2108 12th Avenue, 2805 Wallace Covington Circle. I've never been associated with these.
I've never been associated with these.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 10486 High Road, 1113 Oakwood Street, 122 Stonehaven Way, 414 Lee Road, 197, or I've never been associated?
The Oakwood Street sound familiar, but it had to be years ago.
Okay. Okay.
From my mom's house.
Okay. Okay, which of the following streets have you never lived or used as an address? Aspen Terrace Southwest, North 31st Avenue North, 3048, 31st 129th North, Martin Drive, or all of the above?
I've never been in the first one.
Okay. Which of the following phone numbers have you been associated with? 205-853-0471 or 205-853-1531. 205-853-6731 or 205-853-6953.
What's the first one again?
205-853-0471.
I don't think I have either one. I can't remember.
Okay, you don't have to choose.
Okay.
Okay, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
You would know exactly what it is, so that's going to be no. Are you filing for disaster? Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
I don't know what I say there or not. I'm not in a disaster, but I'm about to get evicted.
Okay. So, yeah, it would be no.
Okay.
Okay. And what's your last day working?
It was the... It was last Sunday.
The 6th. The 6th.
Because I don't work that next week at all. Yeah, I worked that Tuesday through that Sunday, and that was it.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah, I feel good.
Okay. Do you work for yourself or a business?
Temp services.
Are you working off of commission or real estate license?
No.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade of occupation?
No.
Okay.
And available, that's no. Because I can't find that one job that's my problem right there. I can't find a job where I can be able to drop my kids off and go get them. So that's been a problem too.
And you said you're not available to accept full-time work either, huh?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Have you applied for or receiving a pension?
What is that?
I mean, are you receiving any funds from your employer? Okay. Are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to go one way?
So, how many miles are we willing to go what?
Travel one way to a job.
Like to work or something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I stay in Hamilton, but no more than 20 miles.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly pay will you accept?
Ooh, I didn't feel to tell me. Oh, I choose. I'm trying to see. 12. Because I didn't work so many different jobs. And that 12 is the lowest.
Okay. And do you work for a union hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a date to return back to work?
No.
All right, what's your job description? What do you do?
I was just doing, I mostly do warehouse.
Warehouse.
I just started for caregivers. I'm waiting on them to call me for a new job today, but I don't know how it's going to go.
Okay. And you're seeking to work in that current occupation?
Yeah. I'm just waiting on. I just signed up for another job for care sitting and stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting on them to call me back.
What's the last name of your employer?
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know the late name.
What's the temporary place?
Mm-hmm. It's called Onan. I really should have, because I could have said automation. But I made sure they fired me.
Okay, so temporary staffing solutions is not one of them.
Temporary staffing solutions?
Mm-hmm.
What's that for me? Isn't that like all the staffing places? Sure.
Yeah, it's it's quite a few under here, but if you know the temp place that and is this who you used to work for under a temporary service?
I used to work for automation, owning. I worked for automation for years. First choice personnel. It's another one. Ooh, love it.
Okay, which was your last job?
I want to stay on it for housekeeping, but I didn't last there. I only lasted 7 days. I worked 7 days and my check was $209.
Wow. And that's awning, you said? We'll just have to add the employer.
Awning is O-N. O-N-I-O-N, something like that. O-N-I-O-N. Would it look like literally the first job, I mean the last job from them, or can it be like another temp service? Because I only worked for them for like one job, and that was like for 7 days. But the temp service I normally go to that I've been working for like years, that's automation. And those are ones that stay firing me and putting me on different jobs and stuff like that.
No, ma'am, we have to use the one you just was released from.
Okay.
Okay, so when I typed up the O-N-I-O-N, it pulled up quite a few, like the purple onion.
The restaurant. It's supposed to be called onion staffing. Like a temp service.
Are you sure it's O-N-I-O-N? Because that's like onion.
Let me see. It might be O-N. Somebody, don't let me see. It's O-N-I-N. Staffing, I'm sorry. I was calling onion. Yeah.
So it's O-N-I-O-N?
It's O-N-I-N.
O-N-I-N. All right.
And then staffing.
All right, do you have an address for this company?
Yeah, it's in Center Point Parkway.
What's the main address, like the street address?
It is 1687 Center Point Parkway, Suite 131.
Center Point Parkway, what's the apartment number?
It's Suite 131.
Okay. Okay, and give me that city and state and zip code again that this the Onion is located.
It's Center Point, Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. And what's the zip code?
It's 35215.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. You know the phone number?
Yeah, it's 205-815-0776.
And what was the last day you worked?
Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, not last Sunday. I think that's just a, I'll say 2 weeks ago.
Okay, what was your employment start date? Like, what day did you start working there?
Oh, let me see. It was. No, it was February 1st.
Mhm.
That's when I started working.
This year? Are you expected to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Neither.
Okay. Have you applied for or received, applied for a pension or receiving a pension? No. Nope. Would be the answer because you already answered that earlier. And you were discharged because of, you said child care, basically?
Yeah. It's a situation. It's hard for me to get to my kids, and they keep threatening me to call the police because, like, the way I work, and I was going to school and stuff, I could never make it to them on time. And that's why, it's another reason why I can't keep a job, too. I'm in a situation.
Okay. So basically personal reasons because you're, Thank you. Right, just a second, okay. What's the name of the person that discharged you?
I don't know their names because I was always coming in late. So the lady that I was with, where there's the manager, I never could know her name because I was always coming late for them to every morning meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know her name. Let me see. Okay. Her name is LaCretta Johnson.
LaCretta?
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, I feel so bad about this.
And when you saying that you had childcare issues, basically, was there any warning before they, you know, terminated you?
No, she just kept telling me that I can't keep being late.
Okay.
And if I was gonna keep being late, I was supposed to call in. But every time I called in, they would never answer. They have nasty attitudes. The facility was bad anyway.
Okay, no problem. Finish this. All right, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax purposes?
You said, did I?
What do you, if approved, do you want 10% of that earnings to be withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Do you remember your PIN from the last time you filed unemployment?
What? I filed.
No, I'm just saying, have you ever filed? If not, I can go ahead and reset this PIN for you. That's what I mean.
If it's not 6870, then you can reset it.
I wouldn't know what it is.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm just go ahead and reset it for you, okay? And this is a PIN for your online portal. As well, okay. 7094.
Okay.
All right. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important and normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effectively this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov. and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your week of benefits, okay, for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, and the web address is The web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by telephone, the telephone number is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than Friday by 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. You must first make your first certification either by telephone or internet the next week. And the information booklet will be mailed to you. The booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklets within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, we will contact you by telephone or letter in the mail for a decision of your claim is made. Okay, Ms. Young, we've completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, if there's no questions, then you're all done, okay? Start calling your benefits in on this Sunday, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Line, okay?
Wait, you want me to call the number?
Uh-huh.
To do what?
File your claim. We're done. I'm done. You have to call in every week if you want the benefits.
Okay.
Okay, I filed your initial claim. Now, every Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, you can now call and claim a week of benefits each week, okay?
And is the number I call?
The number that I, let me see, can I go back to it? Hold on. That was the number I gave you earlier, so give me 1 second. Let me try to pull it up again. 1-800-752-7389. 1-800-752-7389.
Okay. 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 And you said I have to call it every Sunday.
Before that's correct. Five. No, you can call Sundays at any time before 5. You can call Sunday through Friday, but not past 5 p.m. on Friday. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So if there's nothing else, then thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.